Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. Plus, with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes right to your home, just in time for the holidays. So don't wait. Save up to 70% off during Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, I can hear Sesame Street in the background. I'm out back, not going outside today. I'm with my heating pad in my little room. The sun is beating in through the window opposite me. And it's nice. It's nice to be blinded by the light. It's warm. I thought, I don't want to figure anything out today. I don't feel like leading a meditation necessarily, but I also don't feel like putting up an old episode either. So I thought, okay, what animals have I seen lately? Let's talk about the animals I've seen lately and what they may or may not symbolize. Rabbits. Even on the podcast, I don't know, maybe a month ago, I'm talking like this, and then I was like, oh my gosh, it's a little wild rabbit. We have little wild rabbits around here that you can sometimes get a peek at. And the other day, there were a few of them, a handful of them, and I called Olive to look at them and told her to go tell her dad, you know, if anybody wants to see the rabbits. Here they are. So I thought I would get into the rabbit. Almost all of my animal, not all my animal knowledge, but the book that I've studied the most is Animal Speaks. Animal Speak. Ted Andrews. Animal Speak. Ted Andrews. But anyway, really what he does in that book is he just like looks at the literal animal and how does it live? Like a rabbit moves by hopping and leaping. Like, do you really ever see a rabbit do anything else? Movement wise, they get from one place to another by jumping, by hopping, by leaping. And I've always made a joke, like, I'm not a long distance runner. I'm more of a sprinter. I sprint. And so it would make sense that I'm a rabbit. I hop, I leap, because I do take these big jumps, right? Leaps outside of the culture, into the unknown. Faith, evidence of belief and evidence of things unseen, yet to be seen. So anyway, the rabbit moving like that, I totally, totally relate. And the rabbit, usually you're going to see the rabbit in the between states at dawn and dusk, between day and night, the line in between, the shore. I'm drawn to the shore, the line in between worlds, for sure. Like, I love Moana. I'm not called out to the line where the sky meets the sea. I'm called to the line where the land meets the sea, the shore. And there's that line between day and night as well. It's dawn and dusk. And so the rabbits are most active, dawn and dusk, right? And so they're considered to be like fairy realm animals, the shore. And that is totally classic, right? Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit takes her to Wonderland, right? Because the rabbit's on the line of both worlds. The rabbit has a foot in both worlds. So you can follow the rabbit from one world to the other. Love it. I'm a fairy realm kind of gal. Rabbits are prey, right? So that seems like that sucks. Right? Don't you think about like mice, rabbits, just like little rodent-y creatures? They're food. They are food. We didn't even have squirrels where we came from because of the hawks and such, like the birds. Like, forget about it. Forget about it. There were a couple brave chipmunks that would go and hide in the buildings. But, yeah, other than that, you didn't really see many prey animals because they were preyed upon. And here, I love it. We're seeing tons. I see tons of prey animals around here. It feels so safe. I love that. So I like that symbolism for sure. But I think if you notice, mice, bunnies, the whole prey bit is balanced out by fertility, right? Can't bunnies, they are fruitful, they multiply. Mice, right? They multiply. So yeah, they might be preyed upon the most, but they are also probably the most fertile. Balanced nature. Right? There's ups, there's downs, there's black, there's white. There's always balance. So those day and evening times, that's when the rabbits will feed their young. The mothers will feed their young in the day and in the night. And then otherwise, the mother spends the whole day. So the morning and night, she feeds the young. All day, she's feeding herself. Okay, I love that. And if you listen to this podcast regularly, you know why I love that. You know, you can only share what you have. So if you're a starving mess, you're just sharing a starving mess. If you're a well-fed, healthy mom, then you're sharing a well-fed, healthy mom. But anyway, even if you look at that as being selfish, she's also kind of a decoy. She's not like, oh, look at me and my cute little babies. She's like, I'm just cool. It's just me. It's no big deal. I'm just a rabbit out in the wild. Nothing to see here. And so I know in that book, Animal Speak, Ted Andrews talks about like, sometimes people will find little baby rabbits and be like, oh, they're abandoned. Do not move little baby rabbits. They are probably not abandoned. The mom is off being a decoy somewhere, feeding herself. Leave him alone. I'm pretty sure he's got a PSA in the book about that. 'Cause that's just how they roll. Another way how they roll, they make these like, they dig these like shallow holes. I think of like a mixing bowl in the ground, so you could go, so the rabbit can just like lay in the ground, but on you're still on the surface of the earth, but they're sunken in a little bit, so they're hidden and they can rest and they're not boxed in. They're the opposite of boxed in. Okay, so when I think of a rabbit, I think of the opposite of boxing yourself in. Like, A, the rabbit goes to Wonderland. How outside of the box is that? But also, they rest in just little pockets of the earth where it's completely open around all sides, so they can hop out of any side they need to. But also, they're focused on rest, right? I love that they dig little holes to rest in. I think it's fabulous. And hide. They're good at, you know, not being seen. And they freeze. And I can relate to that, that whole freeze thing, right? Fight, fly, fight or fight, fight or flight or freeze. I know that nervous system. I feel like I missed out on my life the first few decades because I was just experiencing my nervous system. So we know the bunny rabbits freeze. But then what happens? They can take off. They can take off at great speed. They can make rapid turns. They are fleeting. They can just... That's cool. So I think they're also a good reminder to like, boom, do get it while you can. Grab it, smoke them if you got them. But like those opportunities, there might be fleeting opportunities. The train might be going by and this might be your time to get on it and there you go. You know, so a rabbit moves fast, takes turns, and probably gets opportunities that other animals may not be able to even see or have the guts to move or have the speed or have the guts to jump or leap or hop. So like, very good messages from the rabbit, right? take chances, leap, hop, jump, right? Be connected to the magic, the Alice in Wonderland, the time in between, the dawn, the dusk. And it's okay if you're preyed upon, life makes you fruitful. Balance will balance you out. Life balances things out. And I love the mom feeding herself all day. Seems selfish, but it's selfless. It's the best that she could do for her young. The best way she knows to protect them and serve them and be around to create more young. And the young, 28 days, they're good to go. They're with the mom for 28 days, and I guess they can linger, but if she has more babies, they're out. She kicks them out. 28 days, moon cycle. Also Chinese zodiac, I feel like the rabbits were like they had the power of the moon. Like the rabbit sign in the Chinese zodiac is like a golden ticket, like yas. According to what I know from Ted Andrews. But I like it. I like to think about these things, so I'm going to think about these things. It feels good. Just recently, I'm so glad that Will got to see the deer in the area. I've seen the deer before in this area, but not recently and never with Will, and Will hadn't seen them. And I just think it's great that they are here. And so we saw them the other day. Love that. When you think about deer, you might think about antlers. I do. And I think it's like for the first 5 years, the antlers every year, they continue to grow and get more points. So that's like, I feel like, those are antennae, right? So we're growing more. We're growing higher to source. We're growing antennas to tune in, finely tune, right? We're it tells me that we're in a growth period, right? Maybe a 5-year growth period of really tuning in. Yeah, we're tuned in, but we're going to get even more tuned in, more peaks on the antlers, and they're going to get bigger. And they do shed every year, but like I said, there's this gentle increasing growth. And I think about that. And I think about just deer in general and how like adaptable they are and how like they are the wilderness, right? People still go out in this society where we're in, you know, we're so, I mean, AI, hello, we're this technological society. We still have people that go out and hunt deer. Like draws people to that, like our roots, right? The hunter gatherer and going, you're being drawn out to the wilderness. And, you know, people are still hunting deer and deer are still around. Deer adapt and they manage to still be around. And they're so innocent, right? I think a lot of times you'll see depictions of Buddha and there's deer around. So innocent. The antlers grow behind the eyes, behind what you see, behind the eyes. That's how you tune in. That's where the growth is. That's where their antler growth is, right? Behind the eyes. Getting bigger and bigger. And what is the word that I want to say for being bigger and for sprouting those new points, more antennae. Anyway, what else do I know about deer? The mother nurses those babies for the first few days. The babies like don't move. They have that moment. You know, some babies are born, they're just in nature, right? And the mom's like, you're on your own, we'll see ya. A lot of times the dads are like, bye, this is not my part. This is not my role. The deer takes the mother role seriously and they stay together. They stay with the babies. The babies don't even move. They just get nursed really often. And I love when society encourages that. I certainly did that with my babies. There are lots of cultures where even if it's not the mom, whoever's nursing that baby stays with that baby and helps that baby have this solid energy, grounded energy, this familial energy, right? We're all so sensitive and we're all energy. And so if you've been listening, right, I've had a few encounters, these like energetic assaults where I'm left, like I feel like I've been in a fight, traumatized, like I have a low hum in my body from what just happened from someone else's energy. Like, wow. Whew. So it's nice to see in nature and in societies taking the energy seriously of a brand new being coming in. Let that being ground their energy and feel safe. Don't take it to the mall for photos. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm sure you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now. And that's always been true. You wouldn't be you otherwise. And here you are, getting better and better. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. That was wonderful to just talk about the animals and like symbolism. Oh, did I talk about the woodpecker? We're all hearing the woodpecker. And I know I've talked about the woodpecker before on this podcast. I mean, they're really cool. Their tongues go all around their like brains as like a buffer because they move their head so fast that they would just be totally concussed all the time. So their tongue wraps around and is the buffer. How cool is that? Oh. I'm giggling in my head because I used to work for my dad who was a pistol smith and we used to sell buffers. We used to make buffers, have them made, and they would have to get replaced, you know, because that piece of plastic would get pretty beaten up because it was a buffer. And I just like, how cool is that the woodpecker's buffer doesn't even need to be replaced? Like it's its tongue. Anyway, the woodpecker. We'll be talking and I'll be like, woodpecker. Finn, the other day outside, woodpecker. We can hear it. Will's ears, we're picking up on the, oop, woodpecker. There's a woodpecker around almost all the time and we can hear. And it's our new drumbeat. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, why don't you start binging some Truth Punk podcast episodes? We talk a lot about our drumbeat and how life matches it. You are always beating your drum. And life is always matching you. So if you don't like what life is giving you, change your drum beat. Right? Attitude of gratitude is a great place to start. So hearing the woodpecker is such a, that is just telling me this is a new drum beat and life is playing with me. And I like it. And the attitude of gratitude remains. If you've been listening, you know that I have a broken boiler. You know that it's almost winter, that it's 20 degrees Fahrenheit at night some nights, and sometimes it doesn't even feel like it's, you know, 40 degrees during the day because it's cold and it's windy and it's in the 30s. I'm still allowing happiness. I'm still allowing peace. Life loves me. I am safe. I allow peace. I allow joy. I am free. Pretty good drumbeat, huh? You do you. Do yours. What are you going to beat out into the universe? Life is ready to play with you. I told you. We're picking up our instruments. Here we go. All right, I can hear Elmo in the background doing the happy, happy dance. I'm going to go see what's going on out there. I'm going to put my hand on my heart and breathe into it 3 times. How it feels good to me. I'm pressing on my heart. Keep it going. It's feeling good. Nice. Now I'm going to drop down to my belly. My hand is on my belly button. 3 deep breaths. I want to make my hand move out as I inhale, fill my belly with air. Thank you. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.